we read, as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him. That means they told him off. They told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Now, this story is in three of the Gospels. It's in Mark, it's in Matthew, and here it is in Luke. And we're told in Mark that actually the name of the man who is in this passage is Bartimaeus. So we're reading about Bartimaeus. And as one of those three words, he couldn't do. And of course, it is that one. He couldn't look because he could not see. He was blind. His name was Bartimaeus. And if you think of a man who's blind, in those days, he is very much needing other people to give him everything he needs. He can't go to work. He doesn't get money going into a bank account. He's got nothing. He's blind. He cannot see. And so he needs other people to be kind to him and to dip their hands, as it were, into their pockets and to give him money so that he can have food and so that he can have somewhere to sleep at night. And each day, there he is out there in all weathers. Now, we're thinking of Jericho, so it's not necessarily going to get as cold as here, but think of someone here who's begging, perhaps even living on the streets. They're out daily in all weathers, whether it's snow, whether it's rain, whether it's strong wind, thunder and lightning, a really hot, hot day, can't get any shelter. And they're not because they're blind. They're stopped from being able to do the things that you and I take for granted. And so it reminds us, before we go any further, that we should be thankful. We should be thankful for the Lord blessing us, because I don't see that we here have to go and beg for our food like this poor man did. And it reminds us as well that we should remember those who are worse off than we are. But here, as we come to this passage, stop a moment. Look and listen. You see, in verse 35, we see that Jesus comes to Jericho. One of the other versions tells us that he's approaching it. He doesn't seem to stop there. He's going quickly through Jericho. And as he's passing by, so Barnabas, Bartimaeus, is there at the roadside. And there he is. He's blind. He can't see anything. But he hears this noise. And he wonders what it is. It's unusual. Don't normally get this kind of noise. And he can hear it. It gets louder and louder. And the people are very excited. There's clearly a great crowd there. And so he asks. Look, he asks. When he heard the crowd going by, verse 36, he asked what was happening. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Jesus has been into Jericho and he's coming through Jericho and he's now leaving Jericho. We can't see this man. Bartimaeus can't see. But he can hear the noise. And also, he has heard about Jesus. He's heard about Jesus and he's listened. He's listened very carefully. Which I wonder if we always listen very carefully when we hear the word of God. But this man has listened very carefully. And we need to listen. And right now we need to listen to what Bartimaeus says. It says in verse 38, look, it says, he called out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, look at those words, Son of David. That's a title. What does that tell us? What does it tell us that Bartimaeus calls Jesus, who came from Nazareth, he calls him Son of David? What does that tell us? Well, actually, Son of David was a name, a title, given by the Jews, by the people living at that time. It was a name given to the Messiah. And the Messiah was the person that they believed God was going to send to them to rescue them, to save them. And the Old Testament, the older part of the Bible, tells us, or rather, it does tell us, but it also promises us that this chosen one, this Messiah, would come. And so, Bartimaeus is actually saying, when he calls out, Jesus, Son of David, when he calls out, what he's actually saying there is, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Messiah. That's what he's saying. And so, a question for you this morning is, do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Saviour, the one who came into the world to save us from our sins? You know what sins are, don't you? The bad things that we have done, the bad things that we do, the, dare I say it, the moodiness that sometimes comes upon us. That's all sin. And all of those things that we do that we shouldn't do, and all of those things that we say that we shouldn't say, and when our minds are thinking like that, then we're breaking God's command. But Jesus came to save us from all those bad things, from our sins. That's what he came to do. Well, what does Bartimaeus say when he calls out Jesus, Son of David? Then he says, have mercy on me. In other words, pity me. Help me. Help me. And that is what we need to say. Jesus, Son of David, help me. Have mercy on me. So stop. Stop. If your mind is wandering to other things, look and listen. When he says these words, do you think he whispers them? Do you think he whispers them? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Doesn't whisper them, does he? Look, it says here, he called out. If you call out, that doesn't even mean that you say, oh, hello, wife. It means you raise your voice. You shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He wants to be heard. He shouts. He wanted Jesus. He's desperate that Jesus would listen to him. He sees that, well, he doesn't see because he can't see. There's a problem. But he realizes that Jesus is going to pass by. And if he doesn't get Jesus' attention, it's going to be too late. And so he shouts. Now, what does that tell us? What does that tell us? I believe it tells us that getting Jesus to hear him, getting Jesus to stop, is the most important thing to Bartimaeus. Someone could say to him at that point, hey, look, I've got the offering and it's all yours. He would not be interested. Someone could say to him, hey, you know you like steak for dinner? I've got a lovely juicy steak. And he's not interested, because the most important thing is Jesus is there and he wants Jesus to stop and listen to what he's got to say. And so the question for us is, getting Jesus to hear our cry for help, and we're thinking about sin, the bad things that we've done, is that the most important thing to us? Ah, but stop. Stop in your tracks and look. Look what happens. Verse 39, listen to the words. Those who led the way rebuked him. They told him off. And they told him to be quiet. Why did they do that? Why did they tell him off? Why do you think they did that? Why say such a thing? I tell you, I think the answer is this. Look, those who led the way, they're in front. They're full of their own importance. They want to be seen at the front of the crowd. So everyone looking, oh look, there's so and so, and there's that one. Oh, they must be important. You get people, like that, don't you? You get people who've met someone famous. And boy, do they want you to know that they've met someone famous. That they've been with this particular person. They want people to see them around certain people. Certain people who are said to be important. And so they march at the front, leading the way. Look, I'm with this one. And what's going to happen? If Jesus stops and turns away to this man, they're no longer going to be at the front. They're no longer going to be in the limelight. And they don't want that. So they tell him to be quiet. They tell him to stop. But we can stop. We can look. And we can listen. Because look what happens. He's been told off. Keep quiet, you blind man. Carry on your begging. What does he do? Look at the words. Verse 39. Halfway through. What's the first word that's there after the word quiet? Abby, can you see it? What is it? Can you see it? Today? But. So they've told him off. They said be quiet. But he shouted all the more. Son of David, have mercy on me. He's not going to be put off. by these people and what they say? Getting Jesus to stop is more important to him than the fear of upsetting a few people. He's not interested in them. He's interested in Jesus. And we have to think. And here's a point to mention. Listen carefully, because we have an enemy. Do you know who the enemy is? Any idea who the enemy is? Someone who hates you. Someone who hates me. Someone who hates every one of us here. Do you know who it is? Well, bad people may not like us, but there's someone worse than bad people. Someone worse than, if you've heard of Adolf Hitler, someone worse than Adolf Hitler, and he was a baddie. Someone far worse than him, it's the devil. The devil. And he does not like you, and he does not like me. He hates us. And in a sense, if we think of Bartimaeus there, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The devil doesn't want Jesus to have mercy on him. So he wants to say, stop shouting. Stop shouting for Jesus Christ. He'll hear you and he'll help you. And then what will happen? Everyone around will look and they'll see the power of God working through this Jesus who I can't stand. And they'll start praising God. So the devil doesn't want him to do that. You see, the devil hates you. But he hates God even more than he hates you. So as we stop, as we look into the Bible, as we listen to what the Bible says, as we hear the teaching of the Word of God, do you know what happens? If you, whether it's here now, or whether it's at home or somewhere else, if you take up the Bible and you start to read it, or if it's here now and you listen to what I'm saying, the devil doesn't want you to listen. And so what he does is he tries to distract. Because he doesn't air. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want you taking up the Bible. And so he tries to stop us. Because he doesn't want us to become a Christian. He doesn't mind if you go to church and if people think you're a Christian, so long as you don't really become one. And so he uses friends and he uses other people to put us off. You don't go to that church, do you? You don't have a Bible, do you? You're not one of them Christians, are you? Who wants to be one of them? And so he does all he can to stop us. And how many meetings have we been in where the Word of God is about to be preached and any kind of disturbance or interference can come, can't it, to distract from that? That's ultimately, the devil works in these situations to try to stop us from listening to the Word of God. But what does Bartimaeus do? He shouts all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. What does that tell us? That tells us, don't give up. Don't give up. Because I've suggested that it's other people that the devil uses to distract you. But the devil will put thoughts into your own mind. The Bible says about fiery darts. Thoughts he brings to us. He tries to stir up our minds to distract us. And so I don't necessarily need a noise of other people to stop me from listening to the Word of God. In my own mind, there's a part of me that's not interested. And what the devil likes to do is get hold of that and say, hey, don't be interested. You don't want to listen to that. And the part of me that agrees with that says, I don't want to listen to that. And the part of me that's for Christ, and if I'm born again, then I have this new life. The part of me that's for Christ says, no, 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 I must listen. And there's a war going on. And that's what Ephesians 6 is about, really, isn't it? The latter part. The
warfare on the saints, our hearts and so on. And we must be like Bartimaeus, and we must say, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to listen. Or in his place, in his situation here, I'm going to keep calling. I want Jesus to listen. And if you stop now, and you look at your Bible now, and you listen to what it says, what happens next? Verse 40. Can you see it? Two words. Jesus stopped. Hey, he stopped. Hallelujah. He's heard the voice of Bartimaeus crying out. And you know, there's a verse in the Bible that tells us that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Bartimaeus calls on the name of the Lord. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He calls on the name of the Lord, and the Lord Jesus Christ hears him. And he stops. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Have you, indeed, are you calling on the name of the Lord? Have you called on the name of the Lord to save you? Remember, we need saving from our sins, from the bad things we have done. Jesus loves us and is pleased when we call out to him. And he is willing and he is ready and he is able to help us. Do you believe me? Do you believe that Jesus is willing and he is able and he is ready to help us? Look. I'll show you he's willing to help. Look at verse 40 again. He stops. He orders the man to be brought to him. And the man is brought to him. It says, when he came near to Jesus, Jesus asked him, look at verse 41. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus hears him. Jesus is ready to help. Jesus says, how would you like me to help you? I am ready, I am willing. And we'll find out that he is able. Not only to hear, but to help. And just as when we call to him, just as with Bartimaeus, he says, what do you want me to do for you? So he says that to us this morning. If we're not saved, if we're not a Christian, and we come to him and say, Lord, have mercy on me, forgive me, I'm a sinner, then he is ready, and he is willing, and he is able to save us. But if we're a Christian already, and there's some other need we have, he's ready, willing, and able to hear us and to help us at our point of need, when we call out to him. Well, what does Bartimaeus want more than anything? What does he want more than anything? Does he want a young saver's account in the bank? Does he want glasses? What does he want? What do you think he wants? What does he want more than anything else? Well, he tells us, doesn't he? He says, Lord. And I don't know how he says it, whether he says it with tears, but he probably does. Lord, I want to see. He's blind. And he wants to be given his sight. For us, when Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? For us, we need to say, Lord, I want my sin taken away. I want to be forgiven. I want to be saved. I want to be a Christian. Well, as I say, is Jesus, when Bartimaeus says that, I want to see, is Jesus going to say, well, look, here you are, put these glasses on and see how you get on with those. I might be back this way and I'll have another pair and see if those ones aren't powerful enough. They might just do anything like that, does he? What does Jesus do? Indeed, what does he say? Look at verse 42. Jesus said to him, receive your your sight. Receive your sight. In other words, as we will see in a moment, it happens, he receives his sight. Jesus heals him. Jesus makes him better. Jesus performs what we can only call a miracle, which is something only God can do. Jesus does it. He performs a miracle. Jesus says, "See! Receive your sight. Receive your sight. But stop. Look. Listen." Verse 42. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Your faith has healed you. Your faith. You see, already we've seen that Bartimaeus believed that Jesus was the Messiah, Son of David. Have mercy on me. He believed that Jesus was the Messiah, and all his shouting, what does that prove? It proves that Bartimaeus believed that Jesus could make his eyes work. His eyes did not work, but Bartimaeus believed Jesus was the Saviour, he was the Messiah, and he also believed, because he was the Messiah, that he could make his eyes work. That's faith, isn't it? That's faith. If I took you by the hand and said, "Hey, there's someone I want you to meet. You've got some kind of problem. Maybe it is your sight. You can't see or you can't hear." And I say, "Hey, I know someone who can heal you." And you say, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." And I insist. I drag you along. And the person says, "Do you believe I can heal you?" Well, what would you say? You might say, "Well, I'd like to think you might be able to. Perhaps that's about as best as you can say." And even if they said, "You must say that you believe I can heal you, otherwise I can't," you might say the words, but in your heart of hearts, you wouldn't necessarily believe it. Who is this man? Ah, but Bartimaeus does. He believes that Jesus is the Messiah, and he believes that Jesus can make him see. And that's faith. So when I say to you this morning, you and I, every one of us here, that we are sinners. We are all sinners. And we need the Lord Jesus Christ to save us from our sins. That we must believe in him and say we are sorry for our sins. When I ask you the question, do you therefore believe in him? Do you believe that Jesus is the Saviour? Do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for sinners? Do you believe that if you come to Jesus, he will heal you by forgiving you your sins? Do you believe this? And if you say yes, in your heart, if you say yes, it's no good just mouthing the words, it's got to be from the heart. If you believe this in your heart, then you're like Bartimaeus. You're like Bartimaeus. Receive your sight. In other words, receive your forgiveness. Your God-given faith has saved you. You're saved. If you believe this, just as Bartimaeus is healed, then your soul is healed. So there's the question, do you believe this? Do you believe this? This is the, I'm going to say the $6 million question, but it's more than that. It's the eternal question. Do you believe the message of Jesus for yourself? Then if you do, be healed. Receive your forgiveness. And you see, look what happens next. Listen. Verse 43. Immediately. What does immediately mean? Tomorrow? Next week? 6 months? Or straight away? Which one? Last one. Straight away. It means instantly. Straight away, immediately, he received his sight. He could see. Wasn't the case, like I say, of the glasses, and I'll come back in a couple of weeks or whatever. Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
While at that point?
Yeah.
My sight has been saved.
Uh-huh.
As you probably want to know.
Yeah.
And as soon as I had the laser treatment, that was, I think it was about an hour later, and I looked at the chart, and I read the letter.
Hmm. Wow. That's great, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So here he receives his sight immediately. Immediately. And so to us, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Not tomorrow. Not next week. But straight away. Not after you've been to Jerusalem or been to St. Paul's up on your knees, up on the steps or something like that. Not after anything. But that moment. And what does he do? He stops begging. Immediately he received his sight. Look at verse 43. And he followed Jesus, praising God. He stops begging and he follows the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we read, he's praising God. And all the people, they saw it. Look, they saw it. They also praised God. And of course, as I say, the devil doesn't like this. Stop! Don't do that! Don't make that noise! Don't make that noise! Look away from Jesus! Listen to me! Look at me! Listen to me! But you see, what Bartimaeus teaches us is what the apostle Peter, one of Jesus' followers, would later say. Resist the devil and he will flee. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Shut up, shut up. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. There's silence. The devil flees. Resist him. He cannot withstand. When we resist in the name of Christ Jesus. And so there's us. We become a Christian. Or we are looking into the Bible. We're listening to it. We're saying, well, this is what I need. And the devil says, no, stop, look away, listen to me. We can say, be gone. Be gone, devil. I've stopped looking your way. I've stopped listening to your lies. You used to stop me before when I tried to read the Bible, but not anymore. Now, I'm going to follow Jesus. So listen to me this morning when I ask you to stop whatever else is in your mind, whatever else you're doing, whether it's drawing pictures, whether it's thinking about sweets that you're eating, whatever it might be, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Listen to his voice calling you. 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 However young you are, however old you are, he calls to you this morning. Do you call back? Do you call back to him? If you don't call back to him, one day you'll hear his voice and it won't be very nice, because that will be at the end of your life and you'll be coming to a time of judgment for all the bad things, all the sin. But if you hear him calling you this morning and you listen to his voice and you call back, what are you saying? What are you saying when you call back to him? Are you saying, Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me? If you're saying that, he then says, What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? And you say, Lord, I want to be a Christian. I want to follow you. I want to have my sins forgiven. That's what I want, Lord. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Verse 37, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Each Sunday you come to church, Jesus passes by. Does he ever go back to Jericho? If this man does not call out, does he ever have another opportunity to have his sight given back to him? Jesus passes by today and he calls out to you. What do you want me to do for you? Coming to church makes no difference. You must call out to him and say, have mercy on me, Lord. I want to believe in you. I want to have my sins forgiven. I want to be a Christian. I want to follow you. You see, that's what makes a difference. Not coming to church. What makes a difference is that we follow Jesus, praising God for the life that he has given us, or is offering us in him. So let me ask you as I close, are you still listening to the lies of the devil? Are you still listening to him? He says, you don't need Christ. Just carry on doing the things you're doing. A little bit of churchiness and a little bit of, you know, the dress, as it were, show that you're playing the part. Stop! You are heading for disaster. Don't listen to such lies. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah who takes away sin. And listen, as he calls out to you, what do you want me to do for you? And ask him, take away my sin. And then follow him. Have you done that? Will you do that this morning? Or may the Lord enable us all to do such things.